You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, time for a trending report. I imagine you, as a country music fan, sat down and watched the CMAs last night?
Negative. I missed the CMAs and the big debate tonight. Two things I love watching.
What were you doing?
We were at the middle school for a big band concert. The big middle school band concert
last
night.
How was it?
You know what, dude? Things are getting better in the world of band. They're starting to sound really, really good. So I actually really enjoyed it.
What was your favorite song they played?
I don't remember. No, I don't remember the names of the songs, but it just all sounded pretty.
They don't do like pop music songs?
No. Okay. Nothing pop.
They don't do like a Maroon 5 cover or
anything?
No,
he's been practicing a lot of Star Wars, but they didn't do anything Star Wars while we were there. But we know multiple kids within all the band situations, so.
So you go walking down the hall every day and you hear
a trumpet. Yep. Pretty much.
That's great.
Yeah, it was a good night, though.
Well, the CMAs were on last night, and I guess Lainey Wilson, is she good?
She's good. She's on Yellowstone, too.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, she's good.
She cleaned house, they say. She won 5 awards. Entertainer of the Year. The first female to win Entertainer of the Year since the aforementioned Taylor Swift all the way back in 2011. She also won Female Vocalist of the Year, Album of the Year, Music Video of the Year. She was big.
Jeez, did clean up.
Your buddy Chris Stapleton won a bunch of awards too, though.
I did see him performing. He posted it on his Instagram. Oh, goosebumps.
You got a little bromance going with him, don't you?
Goosebumps, I do.
Anyway, so that was going on. What else is going on? The actor's strike may be over. Oh, thank God. What were we going
to
do?
I was running out of things to watch.
They say the deal still has to be voted on tomorrow by the union's national board, but they think it'll probably pass. No exact details on the deal, but the producers say that it gives union members, quote, the largest increase in minimum wages in the last 40 years. And, Jeremy, here's the big one, a brand new residual for streaming programs.
Okay.
That's what a lot of these arguments are about, between the writers, the actors, and the studios. It's like, who's getting the cut from all of this streaming money?
Yeah.
But I will also point out,
where it's at.
You know, people were bitching because their Apple TV went up from $6.99 to $9.99, and Netflix goes up, and all the others are going up. This is why.
Now you know why. Absolutely.
You got to pay for content, and you got to pay for all these folks. Researchers from CU Boulder and the University of Pennsylvania, Jeremy, have created an AI program that will read the essays submitted with college applications to help decide good candidates for admission.
Discuss. Okay. I mean, it's probably just a revamped version of what goes on when you submit resumes anywhere. They put it into a computer program. It searches for keywords and then gives you the results. So now AI is just really reading it, though. It's thorough. Mm. This is nothing new.
Well, but it's new for some people, and I'll tell you what, some people are going to be outraged again. Let's just get
over
it.
You're just feeding the AI's brain is all you're doing.
Just feeding it. This is not good. Dish Network, which is headquartered here in Inglewood, says they're going to be laying off 500 employees.
Oh, no.
They're blaming it on changing business demands. That's their quote. Overall, the company has like 14,000 people, so these layoffs, if I'm doing my math right, about 3-4% of the workforce.
That sucks.
That could be part of what we're talking about with all the increases in fees and everything. You know,
people are just canceling their cable and getting this other stuff, so that's a crappy time of year to do that, too.
Sorry to announce that. Hey, Nuggets won again last night. It was a very close nail-biter at Ball Arena against the Golden State Warriors. Tonight, it's back to the ice at Ball Arena. The Avalanche will be hosting, Jeremy, the team that you love, the Kraken.
All right.
TikToker has gone viral with her way to tell if a woman is a millennial or a Gen Zer. And it's so funny when I tell you what this is, because I think about this for myself. Like, I was just out with a few weeks ago, I flew to Dallas to hang out with some old high school buddies. There were 8 of us that were hanging out. And, you know, while I was there, it was like 85 degrees. And so we're wearing shorts and tennis shoes and stuff like that. And I thought about this because according to this TikToker, you can tell someone's age if you look at their feet and specifically their socks. Because she says millennials wear ankle socks, which you can't see, but Gen Z wears the longer ankle socks that you can see.
Yeah, okay, I could see that.
And of the eight of us guys, we're all the same age. We graduated the same year. But there are only two of us who wore the little anklet thing or whatever that you could see. Everyone else had the ones that are down below shoe level, which drives me crazy. I can't wear those.
Oh, you got sensitive ankles?
I don't know what it is. It just doesn't feel right to me. It's a weird, funky feeling in my shoes. Which do you wear?
Usually the one that goes it's like just below the ankle. I mean, you can barely see it. And that's what I've been told by some of the guys around the office that I need to be wearing, because apparently my socks were too high at one point.
That's what they're going to say about me.
I'm surprised you and all those guys that you hung out with actually had the low socks, because you guys are in the demo where you wear the tube socks up to your knees with the stripe around the top.
Hey, I got news for you. We're pretty hip much.
I had no idea.
Pretty hip,
I had
my
no
friend.
Idea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was writing about this earlier today, too. Stephen King has written a sequel to the book Cujo. I don't know if you... Did you ever see the movie Cujo?
I know nothing about Cujo. It's just a dog, right?
It's a dog. And it's... I don't want to give anything away, but I hated the ending of the book because there was a gratuitous death that just was not necessary. And then when they made the movie, they felt the same way. They're like, we're not killing this character.
Okay.
And so they did it. Well, now Stephen King says he has written a sequel to that book. It's been, what, 40 years or whatever? So if you're a big fan of Stephen King and you like his early stuff like Cujo, he's got a sequel to that that's coming out.
Right.
And then the last thing I got is this story kind of breaks my heart, and I want to share it because it's kind of touching. There's a woman named Caroline Buckman. She's a viola player, you know, almost like a violin thing. She plays the viola. And this past March, she passed away from breast cancer, which is sad in itself. But on top of that, she had taken part a year before that in this secretive recording session. And the only thing the musicians were told is that they were going to be working with Paul McCartney. And they're like, oh, that's really cool. We're going to help on a Paul McCartney song. And he was there. Sir Paul was there, and he signed autographs for everybody and took pictures and stuff like that. But no, it turns out that music they were all doing is for the final Beatles song, which just came out, what, a week or two ago? And Caroline was a huge Beatles fan. She played on their last recording, and she died without knowing that she was on that recording.
Oh, man.
Because they didn't inform the musicians until, like, just before the song came out. And her mom says that she felt like crying because she said Caroline would have been delirious about this.
I bet.
And I'm like, I don't know why, but that really breaks my heart.
This is very sad. They didn't know this. Like, she had cancer, is that what you said?
Yeah, she died of breast cancer.
They couldn't have told her.
I don't. They probably
should have told
probably
her.
Didn't know. You know, because you got a whole bunch. It was like a ton of musicians.
Well, that is an extremely sad story.
Maybe I should have told it. Anyway,
this would be a very hard transition now to my stuff.
Well, here, let me play this.
Okay.
And it will act as like a cleansing of the palate, all right?
Your boys, Dom and Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Happy National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day.
Yeah, you're right. Tough transition.
Wow.
Next time, I will bury that story in the middle. How's that?
Don't say bury with that story.
Oh.
So a recent poll found that this day is not that special for a lot of us. Let's say roughly 6% of us, because that's how many people claim that they eat a fried chicken sandwich every day.
Every day?
Enjoy your oily bowel movements. That's too much fried chicken going through your intestines.
Let me ask you, what was that? Was it Popeyes that had the chicken sandwich?
Yeah, that everybody was lining up for.
That everyone lined up? That was a feeling. It was like 4 or 5 years ago, right?
It's been a minute, yeah.
Okay, so is that considered a fried chicken sandwich?
Fried chicken sandwich.
Okay, so that's what they're having every day.
Every day, which, you know.
How many calories in that?
Probably 1,000.
Oh, more than that.
Sodium content, cholesterol content.
I gotta look it up.
Every day, but God, I get it. I get it. I love fried chicken, and I love fried chicken sandwiches. Today's the day to do it. Make it at home. Put it in your air fryer. So good. Did you look up the calories?
Popeye's chicken sandwich nutrition facts. It's only got 700 calories.
Not too shabby.
42 grams of fat, 1,400 milligrams of sodium, 50 grams of carbs.
Yeah.
Hey, it does have 28 grams of protein, Jeremy.
So good. So good, you guys. Let's go from chicken sandwiches to Coca-Cola. There's a new study out that found that there's a new gateway drug, and they're calling it Coca-Cola. They researched 2,000 kids between 9 and 10 years old and discovered that those kids who drank caffeinated soda on a daily basis are twice as likely to admit to trying alcohol a year later. Obviously, because Jack and Cokes are awesome. It's a natural progression.
Wonder what the connection is.
Something about the caffeine and sugar can induce effects on the brain, making the person more sensitive to the reinforcing effects of harder drugs like alcohol.
All right.
Anyway, there's some science.
You know, but they do weird stuff. So they could find that kids who chew bubble gum are more likely to drink alcohol, or kids who watch, you know, SpongeBob are more likely to drink alcohol.
You're probably going to take meth or something if you watch SpongeBob. Good, that show's crazy. All right, here's this story about Walmart.
I've never seen one episode.
It's nutty.
I've never seen one episode.
You would shut it off within 30 seconds. I know you.
I now have to try it.
Scratch your eyes out.
Where do I find it?
Just on YouTube. Okay, so here's the story about Walmart that we love this morning. Walmart stores are going to be a bit quieter and calmer each morning. They announced, I think it was this last Tuesday, that they're going to offer sensory-friendly hours, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Okay.
Each day in all their U.S. stores. No end date on this, which is kind of cool, too. So what they're going to do, they're going to turn off the music in the stores, dim the lights, kill the TVs in the electronics department. I heard they were turning down their walkie-talkies, all sorts of stuff. It's just going to be a very calm and quiet shopping environment.
For people who are sensitive to that.
For people that are sensitive to noise.
I want to put a pin in this and come back at 7 o'clock and go into detail.
It is fantastic.
I'm going to do... Let's talk about this at
the
7.
The bad thing is though we are at work between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. So
that's why
they're doing it on weekends.
That's why we're going to talk about this at 7.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
I'm quitting just so I can go to Walmart.
Shop at Wally World. That's a weird story. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, those wackadoos, they want drivers to stop putting rhinestones on their steering wheels. Is this a thing, DT?
Who's doing that?
Are these actually like covers that are going over the steering wheels, or are they actually going out there and bedazzling them? I don't know. They say that the bling might seem pretty and fun, but it's dangerous and deadly because if your airbag pops open, the decorations essentially become shrapnel.
And I didn't think about
it'll
that.
It'll turn you into Swiss cheese.
I saw the headline and I was like, what's the big deal? Who cares? I mean, I would never do it. I think it looks silly.
When I was reading this, I immediately thought of reflections from the sun that are, you know, hitting the jewels and then into your eyes and you can't see. But no, it sounds like they just come off and...
The shrapnel.
Slice you.
It's like a grenade going off in the front seat.
Yeah, it's horrible. Here's some celebrity gossip, you guys. Sounds like Kevin Costner and Reese Witherspoon might be hooking up. I don't know.
Why?
I didn't really read this story a lot. Some website that nobody's heard of is talking about it. They said they're crushing on each other. You're right. Why?
I don't care if they have a fling. It's just long
actually,
as it's...
You know, but looking at them, they seem like they go together.
Sure. I don't mind a fling. It's just not a long-term thing.
Okay.
Just, you know, they need to be rebound people for each other.
You should write a piece about this, Tom.
Do you ever have a rebound relationship?
No.
I have.
I know you have.
Shut up.
Hey, listen to this.
I think I will write a piece about this.
Survey found that the average American streams 1,112 hours of shows and movies a year. I did a little beep-boop-bop-boop, 92 hours a month, 3 hours a day, roughly. 3 hours a day, we're sitting there watching movies and TV. God, it's not good. What are you thinking about?
I'm trying to think how much I do, because... Like, the shows that I really like that I'm streaming, I'm binging, I usually don't ever watch more than two, and sometimes they're like 52 minutes or whatever.
Okay.
So that's almost 2 hours.
I am so far from these numbers, but I will say that...
Well, you have kids.
Kids and just...
I don't have kids.
...stuff. But now that fall and winter is here, I resubscribe to Netflix. Mm. And this is kind of when I catch up on everything, when you're kind of locked indoors when it's cold out. So,
I bet I'm 90 minutes on most days. There are a lot of days I don't stream anything.
Probably what I am.
But the days that I really get all in, I'm probably 90 minutes.
I'm at least an hour, because that's usually my elliptical treadmill time is an hour. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you haven't watched The Blue Zones on Netflix right now, it's a guy that traveled the world and is looking at blue zones.
I saw pieces of it.
Dude. Pretty interesting.
My wife sat and watched, I think, most of it, and she was telling me about it, and I came in while she was watching some of it, and it looked fascinating.
It's fascinating. It's, you know, teaching you ways to live to 100 years old. So it's kind of neat.
My lasagna last night didn't help with that,
not
did it?
Not helping at
and
all.
And the Peroni.
Not helping at all. Helping at all. Either is the brand new thing coming from the Nestle Toll House people. Cookie shots are coming out. There's shot glasses that are made out of chocolate chip cookies.
All right.
Same shape, everything. There's a chocolate coating inside.
So you do the shot and then eat the glass.
You do the shot and then you eat the cookie.
That's fantastic.
Brilliant. All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB is where you can find this gem today. It is a website called rotatingsandwiches.com.
What's that?
It is rotating sandwiches just sitting there on the website. You scroll down and it's various sandwiches rotating.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll look.
There's a few minutes you can waste on that today. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you go. That's what's trending with your boys in the morning.